Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, March 17th. We have much to discuss, more on the Russian war in Ukraine, the updates from our side of it on the no-fly zone, also a video released from before the death of George Floyd, of a man who screamed, "I can't breathe," 11 times. He was pinned down by the LAPD, and he died. And I will tell you right now, I don't think you're going to hear much about this from the Democrat corporate media because the man is white, and so it does not fit the narrative of police brutality that they would usually want to talk about. And then Leah Thomas, the transgender UPenn swimmer, has crushed the actual biological females in the championship preliminary races. So we'll be discussing that and what's going on there in just a moment here. You know I love MyPillow products, and Mike Lindell's company is absolutely incredible. His products have given me a great night's sleep so many nights now, and lately I've really been thinking about towels. You see, towels are something you don't think about that often. I didn't know what I was missing out on until I tried Mike's MyPillow towels last year, because he's got a six-piece towel set you can get right now. Your towels, I'm telling you, they're probably old and worn, and you're like, eh, they don't even dry you that well. Get yourself a new towel set. It's like a little treat, and you really should have good towels. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. For a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with promo code BUCK. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Remember, enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you click on the Radio Listener Specials. Promo code BUCK. Get the towel set. Get one for yourself. Get one for, you know, somebody else in the household. You should get a bunch of them. They're amazing. I've got them for my parents, my siblings. You'll absolutely love it. There is a narrative right now of the Russians being stalled out in the offensive that they are waging in Kyiv. There's also word of some survivors here as people are desperately awaiting news of hundreds of civilians who are in a theater in Mariupol, which was hit. It was being used as a shelter and it was bombed, this big theater with hundreds of people in it. This is a ugly, vicious, and horrible war, as you all know. War is a terrible thing. And our focus every day should be on what could be done as a country that is not an active combatant in this war to help bring this to a conclusion. What could be done to stop this from continuing on? Now, I think that's exactly where we should be in our thinking. A no-fly zone. I do believe more people have come to see this. A no-fly zone is too far, but providing the tools to let the Ukrainians fight for their own freedom and independence, that is something that we can and should support. I'm just going to tell you this right now. So far, the major moves of the Biden administration post the outbreak of hostilities have largely been in line with what I would recommend if I were advising a president. Give munitions, give arms, intelligence support that I'm sure is happening behind the scenes, but don't actually provoke Russia into a full-scale war. Here's Mike Pompeo, Trump's former Secretary of State, saying, provide them the tools.
We should be providing all the tools that the Ukrainian people need to defend themselves. We have them. The Europeans have them. They can do an awful lot more, too. But instead, President Biden has been behind. He's allowed Vladimir Putin to dictate the pace and the response. He's allowed Vladimir Putin to dominate how we think about the structure of what's taking place here. And we can do better than this. Americans deserve it. The Ukrainian people deserve it as well. And I think President Zelensky spoke to that very, very nicely today.
The pacing of it. That seems to be the criticism from Pompeo. The basic overall choice to arm them, that's the right choice. But it has not been proactive enough, according to the former Secretary of State and former CIA director. All right, fair. But overall, right now, the most important thing to me is that this does not turn into, people keep saying World War III, but even a tactical nuclear exchange with Russia would be catastrophic in so many ways. We're trying to avoid that. And then there are the people out there like Representative Maria Salazar, who you may have seen had a lengthy segment on Tucker Carlson's show last night, which was engaging. I'll say that. She says it is embarrassing that we haven't given the Ukrainians the means to create their own no-fly zone.
And my position is that we should not take not the no-fly zone off the table. But before that, that's two. We need to do one. And one is to give Zelensky exactly what he's asking for. No right. Troops on the ground. Let's give him the MiGs and the S-300s, what he needs to defend his own airspace. So he right. will create his own no-fly zone. And that's what I think we should have done months ago. It's embarrassing that this guy, this president, who is under the bullets, has come to Congress to beg for us to give him something that we should have done a long time ago.
We should have given them fighter planes a long time ago. We should have done how much more than what we've already done, which is give them the Javelin anti-tank missiles and the Stinger missiles now that they're shooting down rotary and fixed-wing aircraft with. I mean, we're handing the Ukrainian people a lot. U.S. taxpayer is paying for all of this. But here's somebody who, let's just be honest, Representative Salazar doesn't know a damn thing about the military, about conflict, about guns, anything. Has no idea what she's talking about. Creating a no-fly zone for the Ukrainians? Meaning let them create their own no-fly zone? Good luck with that. Russia has over 1,000 planes at its disposal. Russia has 10 to 1, more than that. There are military resources to pour into this against Ukraine. And flying and defeating Russian planes is not an easy, would not be an easy thing for Ukraine, even if they had resources being handed to them. Okay, the Russians are the third most capable military on the planet. Ukraine isn't in the top 20. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe some people would argue it's somewhere near the top 10. I doubt it, though. I mean, maybe it's in the top 20. And when you're looking at this and lining this up in terms of order of battle, and by the way, yeah, I mean, how do you even know? I mean, Ukraine versus the UK military, yeah, UK military is stronger. Ukraine versus France. I mean, major European countries have more capable militaries and have nukes. So if you take Europe out of the equation, you know, maybe it's top 20, top 10. So this is where we are at right now. We have to figure out what are What are the best pathways to get to a negotiation here that will end the conflict as quickly as possible without having it expand? I mean, I think we know what the actual mission is from the U.S. perspective. And saying things like, let them create their own no-fly zone, she just doesn't know what she's talking about. She really has absolutely no idea. And so that is worth noting because, remember, Congress. There are people who have a lot of power, a lot of authority, and have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that, when you're engaged in a discussion about the extent of what could be a nuclear war, you want people that understand the basics. You want people to have some sense of this. I want to tell you, I'm guessing you haven't heard about this case in Los Angeles, this police brutality incident where a man was killed because he refused a blood test, a court-ordered blood test for a DUI. Really, really going after this guy for the DUI. I mean, it's apparent from the video that he's drunk, but they wanted to make sure they had him and could prosecute him more easily. He died. And he died, and it's on video, and it's horrific. And it happened before the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis. So I think we should discuss this, because you're going to have a very different response and a very limited response to this in the media compared to what you saw, obviously, with George Floyd. Oh, the man who died is white. The man who died is white. That's an important factor in the way the media will cover the story. We'll get into that shortly. One of the smartest actions you can take to preserve the value of your savings account is to invest a portion of your savings in real gold. It's been proven to be the most consistent precious metal and commodity over time. In a year like the one we've had, with inflation figures showing a 7.5% increase in a year's time, and more of that coming our way this year, real gold is a form of protection. And buying real gold is made easy by the Oxford Gold Group. They also make it convenient and easy to take delivery of your purchase of real gold. Same thing can happen with your IRA or 401k, real gold and silver into your retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords gold IRA, #250 gold IRA. Gold, look at where it's been going last 6 months, last year. Time to get some gold, folks. Dollar is not doing well. So this story is the number one on the Daily Mail right now. So there's more attention to it. There's video of a man named Edward Bronstein, 38 years old. And this was taken in March of 2020. The video has just been released. And if you go up to thedailymail.com, you will see the full video. And it's hard to watch. It is horrific. He is held down. There's some exchange with officers of the LAPD. I will say the initial exchange seems professional. And they say this is essentially your last warning, or else we're going to face plant you on a mat and draw blood from you and hold you down. And there's four or five officers that are going to do this to him. He's already handcuffed with his hands behind his back. So they're going to hold him down and draw blood from him. And this is all over a DUI. So then he is pushed on the ground, and he says, I'll do it willingly. I can't breathe. The exact same phrase that George Floyd used with the knee on his back. This guy is shouting, I can't breathe. And, you know, you hear it, and he's shrieking. I mean, he's actually in a total panic. And I'm not going to play the audio for you. It's hard to hear, because you hear a guy who is having a full-on panic attack and then dies. And you hear it. And this happened before George Floyd, as I said, 2 months before. Now, there's a whole conversation. I believe there's already been some laws passed to look at this kind of restraint and what police should and should not do in a situation like this. There is a lawsuit underway right now, a federal civil rights lawsuit against these officers, because clearly there was no justification for use of lethal force in this incident. They killed a man because he didn't want to have his blood drawn while he was drunk. He was a threat to nobody. He was already handcuffed. He was basically immobile. He was not even moving, and he was talking to them on his knees quietly. And they decided to face plant him on a mat and try to draw his blood. And they've got knees on his neck. That's right, knee on the neck, the whole thing. And I point this out to you, and it's horrifying. The guy's a father. You can see a photo of his little daughter up on the Daily Mail piece. I mean, this man should absolutely not be dead. And law enforcement is responsible for his death. And you look at this and you say, all right, will this get a lot of attention? Will this be another video? Because here's the few levels of this that I think are analysis that are worth our time. On the one hand, let's note that we are always led to believe that whenever there's an incident involving a black man in law enforcement that looks bad, whether it's even legally justified or not, if it looks bad on video, the first thing that the left jumps to is they say it's racist. These cops are racist. Now, what I'm here to say is that it is possible for law enforcement to use excessive force without it being rooted in racism. That is possible. But that's not the way that it is reported on. It always goes into narrative right away. If there is a black man who is in a situation where law enforcement uses force and it looks bad, or maybe it even is clear excessive force. So it's not just the appearance of it. It is the reality of excessive force and police brutality. It's, well, the cops are racist. That is what the media tells you every single time. And then that is used to say the country is racist. All of law enforcement is racist. The entire system is racist. Look at this video. It proves it. So I sit here and I say, well, hold on a second. Here's a video that is, I mean, honestly, very similar in a lot of ways and is also gut-wrenching to watch. And if you hear the screams of this guy, I mean, he's really shrieking. He's shrieking in total panic that he can't breathe. Cops don't take the pressure off, and he dies right there. But his name is Edward Bronstein. He's a white guy. And the media is, you know, barely going to touch this story, I would assume. And why is that? Isn't police brutality an awful thing no matter where it happens? Isn't excessive force something? I mean, every cop I know will tell you they hate excessive use of force by other law enforcement officers. It makes their jobs harder, puts them at greater risk, makes the public trust them less. So isn't excessive force something that we should all decry, no matter who the victim of it is? And what you'll see is that, no, really, the left wants to tell stories of the racism of law enforcement more so than the anything about excessive force. It's racist excessive force that we have to talk about, because that fits into their worldview. Their worldview is that America is a deeply racist and often evil place. Because of its racism, and they're just obsessed with this idea of America as a place that has made very little racial progress, and we're, you know, there's so much racism in the system and systemic racism, and that just all the time. It's an obsession on the left. Well, that was an obsession in the case of George Floyd. One police officer ends up being the justification in the minds of left-wing activists, the poor actions of one officer who's been convicted of murder and going to spend decades in prison, for torching neighborhoods, for attacking officers all across the country in riots, for shattering the store windows on my block where I live, because they're so upset about the police brutality, the police violence, and BLM. Okay, well, doesn't Edward Bronstein's life matter too? Aren't we going to hear about that as well? I think we all know the answer to this. They will not speak about this the same way. They will not speak about this as though it is a referendum on the country and its policies and the way that it is. Speaking of the country and policies, Leah Thomas, swimmer at UPenn, a male swimmer at UPenn, is close to winning the NCAA championship. We'll get into that in just a second. A transgender swimmer, swimming against women, is going to win the championship. The tax filing deadline is a little more than a month away. You know, it's April 18th, right? The filing deadline always brings out IRS scammers looking to steal your refund and personal information. It often happens via phone or email, even by text. And they offer to help you with your tax return. You give them your information, and then they run with it. It's important you understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our everyday lives. You're putting your information at risk on the internet every day. buying an airline ticket, anything like that, using your credit cards. A cyber criminal can steal what's yours. That's why you need LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats online. If they find that you've become a victim of identity theft, you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist who can help you restore your good name and save you dozens of hours by contacting people and trying to fix the problem. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock. Go online to LifeLock.com. Use promo code BUCK for up to 25% off. I've had LifeLock for years. You should have LifeLock. It is essential to protect your identity and to give you a heads up. Also, can give you credit alerts. It's fantastic. This is on my friend Clay Travis's Outkick site. Leah Thomas smashes biological females in NCAA championship prelims. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas one step closer to winning an NCAA championship after a dominant performance in the 500 freestyle prelims Thursday morning in Atlanta. Thomas set a new top time in the nation with 4:33.82 in the preliminaries. So this transgender swimmer is about to be the best female, I'm sorry, the best transgender female swimmer in America, beating the records of all the actual female swimmers in America. Leah Thomas is not a woman. And if you have to have that explained to you, you'd have to wonder what else would need to be explained. This is very straightforward. There are biological differences, hard and fast differences between Leah Thomas and the females that Leah Thomas is swimming against. So these biological females are outraged but scared because the wokeness will come after them. And they know that. If they speak out against this, there will be problems. So we're all supposed to sit around and be a part of the lie. And I say no. This is what the left does, though. They push and push and push until the insanity is overwhelming. And then they push some more because if they can break you psychologically and emotionally into going along with the lie, well, then they can do it again. Then they own you. Then they control you. And that's what you see right now with all these swimmers, all these sports writers, just all pretending that this absurd situation is fair, is right. It's not going to be the best, likely the best swimmer of all time. All the national records in the NCAA will be held by Leah Thomas by the end of this championship. Does that make people feel good? Not anybody who's sane. That's it for the show today, my friends. Back with more tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.